K-State Nation, history in the making yesterday. Welcome into another edition of the PPPD, edition of the podcast. My name is Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast. And yes, I'm good. My voice is not, so I apologize for that. This had to be a must record, so I will not be talking that long. So we'll see what happens. Obviously, the big story of the day, we got to put everything aside. Obviously, we're going to get to all of that this week on the daily and weekly edition of the podcast. But Aoka Lee, spectacular, a new NCAA Division I record, breaking the most points in a single game, 61 on 14th-ranked Oklahoma. And the cherry on top, we upset Oklahoma yesterday in Bramlage to a standing ovation, which overrides the stupidly disappointing game against the men's game against KU the following afternoon, 94-65. But the story of this one, finally, in the nation, finally, it had to take a 61-point game to realize that Aoka Lee is one of the best bigs, if not, well, you know what? I'm going to go back to what I posted on Facebook. She is the best big girl in all of the NCAA when it comes to women's basketball. That's for sure. That title just came to everyone else. Sue Bird, ESPN, Holly Rowe. It goes across the board. It just flew after what Aoka Lee did in yesterday's game. And oh, by the way, K-State knocked off another ranked opponent. Quadrant one win. Check that off the books as well. And Aoka Lee, this is probably the biggest one yet to her long resume of achievements. And she just continued to racking them things up. She did that here. Meanwhile, Lee adds to her double-double total of 13 this season. 61 miraculous points. Oklahoma had no answer for 12 rebounds, 4 blocks, a steal, and 35 minutes of action. 23 of 30 shooting, 15 of 17 from the field. 15 of 17 from the free throw line. Excuse me, my bad on that. And another point to keep in mind, Aoka Lee 61. Well, actually, 65-61, if you put Aoka Lee by herself, she lost by 4 against the entire team. So, you should be seeing yourself for that as well. Lee's setting this record yesterday. Also broke the record, which was 60 previously by Cindy Brown of Long Beach State in 1986-87 season. And Rachel Banham, of Minnesota in the 2015-16 season. The 61 points also surpassed the Big 12 record, was 50, was held by Brittany Griner in the 2012-2013 season, which was, again, my senior season at K-State, when she broke the record of 43, which Lee established in the season opener, actually, against Central Arkansas State. And yes, as the humble person that she is, Lee didn't even think about, well, obviously, because you don't know what's going to happen during a game, so you can't really think that. You got to go in and say, hey, we're going to do what you've been doing all year long to this point, right? Go in, take your hand in your business, and hope others will follow along as well. Aoka Lee, in a quote, one of her quotes in the game, excuse me, again, it's my throat, coming into the game, I was like, and I don't think anyone is like, oh yeah, we're going to set a record today. That's what I said. But I think it just goes back to our preparation. This wasn't an easy scout. You knew it wasn't going to be easy, but just executed so well. It started with our defense. Again, the defense, K-State's defense at home, women's basketball we're talking about on the Pro Project Podcast Daily, has been outstanding. Probably for the exception of probably the Iowa State game a couple of weeks ago. And I got to say this, I mean, you get this dominant performance here. You get a little help from Jalen Glenn, Serena Sundale, Briley Glenn, Emily Ebert. I should say, I've been saying Ebert this whole time. Emily Ebert in your bench. You're gonna do some good thing. I've been saying that all along here. And Lee, also to put a check mark on yesterday's record setting day at Bramers Coliseum, also set the school record for most points in a conference game. Field goals made in the game, 23. Field goals made in a half, 12. She tied the school record for free throws made in a conference game and tied for second in program history. 4 free throws made in the game with 15 as well. So not only you upset a 14th ranked team in the country, you get a record setting performance by Lee and you continue to rack up the big quad one wins. You're now 15-4. And I'll get to the standings here in a moment. Again, if you're just tuning in to this podcast, apologize for my voice after yesterday. Obviously, y'all think it'd be the Chiefs game. That wild turn of events of that Chiefs game. That was just something else there. I've never seen anything like that. The way that Allen Mahomes back and forth and the overtime rules. Everybody's hollering about that. But, you know, we changed the rules so many times about that. At this point, you can't really do anything about it. I mean, people have their thoughts about that as well. Serena Sundale, 11 points, 8 assists, 5 rebounds, a 4 of 8 shooting. I mentioned Jalen Glenn, 35 minutes of action, 8 points, 11 rebounds, and 7 assists. Laura Mackey, the only scorer off the bench, 6 points, 3 assists, 2 rebounds, and 17 minutes of action. Right there as well. We take a look at the stands where K-State is. Oh boy, folks. We got a tie, three-way tie for first place in the Big 12. K-State Nation, can I get it? Oh, yeah. Iowa State, OU, K-State, all up there at 5-2, a three-way tie for first heading into this week, while Texas sits at 4-2. My, oh, my, oh, my. So, Lee's performance yesterday. And after going 0-2 the week before, you go 2-0 here, which women have to have it. And now I'm trying to pull up the rest. Now I'm trying to pull up the rest of their schedule here, or at least for this week, anyways. By the way, 15-4, 5-2 in conference play. Next up, speaking of Texas, huge game, Texas. And oh, by the way, K-State's back in the top 25. Where they're at the first time, 25th in the country, taking on 9th-ranked Texas on Wednesday night. And K-State, with a win, can stay in the thick of the Big 12 race there. Loss would drop them back to probably most likely a tie with Texas for either 2nd or 3rd in the conference play. So definitely huge game on the road. Can K-State women did like the men did last week get a win in Austin? Find out on Wednesday. Again, I apologize for my voice. It's been kind of a weird last 12 hours or 12 to 15 hours, obviously, with the football game yesterday and trying to record this podcast and whatnot and kind of feeling the feels, you know what I'm talking about. But, yep, getting through it here. I'm going to be quiet now and end this podcast. But, yes, congratulations. Yes. Congratulations in order for Ahokah Lee. Standing mark 61 points in NCAA Division I game history. You have the most points now in a single game in college basketball history and scoring the most points in K-State history. The Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast, whether it's Apple, Spotify, Amazon, Audioboom, and more out there. Again, for the 100th time, apologize for my voice. Today, hopefully, as the week goes along, I'll get it back. But we'll see how that goes. I should be able to get, hopefully, hopefully tomorrow, because there's just so much content right now coming out of the weekend that we need to discuss throughout the weekend. So definitely this had to be put up first because of the history making performance by Hegoku Lee yesterday afternoon. Tennis played over the weekend as well. Track, Nigel Pack was honored today for his performance against KU over the weekend as well. Just so many darts to finish here. That's why this is the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition, folks. So stay tuned for the latest here on this podcast for more K-State coverage of on the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, go Cats 61!